The Juneau Assemblies heard about a plan this week to deposit 30,000 cubic yards of sediment from Douglas Harbor into Gastineau Channel. It's part of the city and borough's $3.5 million harbor reconstruction, but tests show that Douglas Harbor's sediments exceed safe mercury levels by 400%. KTOO's Rebecca Shear has the story.
These days, a 45-year-old person probably has a whole lot of life ahead of him or her, but the 45-year-old Douglas Harbor float system?
It's got to the end of its useful life, and it doesn't have much time left in it.
CBJ Port Director John Stone says the old float system is giving all sorts of grief.
It's falling apart, sinking, you know, and it becomes sort of a safety issue for patrons because during the winters, you know, we have to get over here as fast as we can when it snows because the floats start going underwater.
Douglas Harbor was originally 14 feet deep, but thanks to something called glacial or isostatic rebound.
The ground surface is rising in Juneau because we had a lot of ice, and in recent geologic times that ice has left the ground basically coming up.
The harbor is now a mere 10 feet deep. So before CBJ can install new floats, it must remove roughly 30,000 cubic yards of bottom sediment. That's enough to fill 10 Olympic-sized swimming pools, or 270,000 average-sized wheelbarrows.
And scraping that bottom down is what's known as dredging, which is regulated by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. And what they require us to do is see if that dredge material has any contaminants in it.
It's all part of the Corps of Engineers' permitting process. CBJ tested the harbor sediment for contaminants in spring 2007 and submitted the results to Rich Jackson, regulatory project manager with the Corps in Anchorage.
And the information indicated that potential contaminants were below screening levels with the exception of mercury.
CBJ plans to dump the mercury-laced spoils in a 110-foot-deep area of Gastineau Channel. The $500,000 plan is the cheapest of the dozen options CBJ has brainstormed. The costliest involves barging the spoils to an Oregon landfill. With a price tag of $7.5 million, that's more than twice the estimated cost of the harbor reconstruction itself.
You know, one option is the no-action option. Just don't proceed, and the results of that are you eventually will not have use of that portion of the harbor. We're trying to make the best decision on the preferred alternative, what you also call the least environmentally damaging practicable alternative.
CBJ's preferred alternative would deposit the spoils into the channel's primary vessel travel lane near the Juneau sewage treatment plant. The Corps approved this spot for other deposits in 1999 and 2002, but this time, it's different.
What we do have at this particular location is the mining activities that took place that we think probably are the source of the mercury in this case.
Brett Walters, an environmental specialist with the Corps, says mercury can naturally occur in mine tailings, but
this is sort of my hunch, I guess you'd call it. The process of separating the gold from the rock is actually a greater source of the mercury.
As most of us have heard by now, overexposure to mercury can damage the nervous system of unborn babies and developing children. The Food and Drug Administration and the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services have developed consumption guidelines for certain varieties of fish. But the health department has not found cases of unsafe mercury levels in Alaskans who've consumed fish from local waters. And that's why CBJ Port Director John Stone believes mercury contamination in Gastineau Channel is a non-issue.
It's a very small area we'll be impacting. It's roughly a little over an acre. And we don't think there's enough fish typically harvested in this area to really be in that area long enough to really uptake much mercury at all, if any.
Granted, Stone isn't dismissing mercury's potential dangers.
We have a duty, really, to go in and make sure that what we do does not harm anybody in town or the environment in Juneau.
But he is raring to go with this harbor rebuild.
I'm hoping to get a permit soon. Hoping to get something done soon.
And he suspects Juneau isn't the only community eager for such action.
Because the state did really good in the 60s and 70s in building new harbor facilities, and then really not much happened for many, many years, so they're all at the end of their life cycle.
And when you're dealing with harbors built in artificially created moorage basins, like so many in Southeast, eventually you need to dredge. What's fortunate, Stone says, and the Corps' Rich Jackson and Brett Walters agree, is that Alaska's lack of heavy industry has limited the variety of pollutants in bottom sediment.
Like in our case, we have one contaminant that just sort of sticks out. Everything else is clean. So we're not dealing with the whole range of contaminants that have combined effects, and then it's very difficult to figure out how to handle that stuff.
But if the Corps of Engineers rejects CBJ's plan for how to handle this stuff, that could be very difficult, too. The Corps is expected to solicit public comment on the issue later this summer before deciding whether it will issue a permit. In Juneau, I'm Rebecca Shear.